basket size measurements, and you had raised 4 times 10 of these.
I would say 40 bales, 40 baskets of wheat.
All right, and each of those baskets would be, if it was a particular measurement, they, how do you measure grain? A basket this size, as I measure with my hands, is about, weighs about
100 pounds.
All right. Well, we measure in Texan.
Oh, yeah, a bushel of wheat.
So you'd have how many bushels?
40. 40 bushels of wheat.
All right, very good, very good. What have you got to do? What does a person have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? Any kind of grain. What is it called when they clean the grain away from the brush, the parts of the plant that are left on it? Do you have a name for that?
No, I don't.
And the farmers that go, the farmers go out in the fields and plot the grain. There have been all kinds of ways of doing it in the past. Sometimes they beat it with a stick. Sometimes people use their feet. Sometimes they use machinery to separate the grain from the chaff, so to speak, in biblical terms.
Oh, and it's called thrashing the heat, the wheat.
All right. If you wanted to tell another person that the two of you had a job to do, in a complete sentence, you would say,
"You and I have a job to do."
All right. But if you're not speaking to him, you're just telling someone else that both of you are going to be working on this job. You might say the job is for
us.
All right, and you want to include,
"You and I have a job to do."
All right, and two people.
We have a job to do.
Mm-hmm. So that's
us.
Both of us.
Both of us.
All right. I wanted you to say both of us. All right. To see, now, I know that's the term you use, is it not?
Yeah.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, you might call and say, if it's a gentleman, the pronoun for
he and I
are coming
right. Over to see you.
All right. Now, let's do it again. He and I.
He and I
are coming over
to see you.
All right, very good. If you knock at the door and they say, "Who's there?" They know your voice and you say, It is I. All right. And if you're sitting here expecting a man to knock at the door, you say, "Oh, it's only
me."
All right. Now, if you want to talk about, if you want to tell someone in your house that it's only
him.
Him. All right. Very good. And if it's two people, you say it's
they.
All right. Comparing how tall you are, you say, "She is not as tall as
I am."
All right. Very good. If you're going to repeat something over and over, you're going to do it
again and again and again.
All right, very good. Comparing how tall you are again, you would say, "I'm not as tall as
he is."
All right. Talking about how well you can do something, you might say, "He can do it better than
I."
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, "2 miles is
too far."